Intro. Hi, in this lesson we'll build a Loxi-style air horn blast from scratch in Ableton Live 12 and prepare it for DJ use. We'll design the basic horn synth, add noise and grit, create modulation for motion, map performance macros in an audio effect rack, and render 3 DJ-ready clips you can drop into your sets. Everything uses Live 12 stock devices and an intermediate-level workflow, so follow along and pause where you need to. What you'll build by the end, you'll have a one-shot air horn synth using operator, with a short pitch sweep for that below character, and layered noise for breath. A modulation chain for rhythmic and tonal motion, auto filter LFO, a pitch envelope and stutter slash gate options, an audio effect rack exposing DJ-friendly macros, dry slash wet, LFO depth and rate, stutter, big slash reverb send, and transpose. 3 performance-ready clips, full blast, chopped blast, and stuttered plus low pass, all set up at 174 BPM and exported as WAVs with cue-ready tails. Quick setup notes: set live's BPM to 174 and work in session view for easy clip triggering. Use only stock devices. Operator, simpler. Auto filter, beat repeat, saturator, EQ8, compressor, reverb, utility, glue compressor. Keep CPU and tails in mind for live use. A. Create the basic horn source in operator 1. Insert a MIDI track and load operator 2. Init the patch. Use OSK as a sine or saw. Sine is a great start for a solid body. Set level around -6 dB. Add noise either in operator's noise section or on a separate sampler. Keep the noise level low, around -12 dB, so it's a breath texture under the body. 3. Build the pitch envelope. This is crucial. Open operator's pitch envelope. Set attack to 0 ms and decay between 100 and 250 ms. Set the envelope amount in the ballpark of +24 to +36 semitones for a fast downward sweep, and set the sustain low so it drops cleanly to the target pitch. Aim for about 180 ms decay as a starting point that sits nicely rhythmically at 174 bpm. 4. Add a short amp envelope. Attack 0 ms. Decay 250-400 ms, and sustain lower off for a one-shot behavior. This gives a punchy transient and a controlled tail. B. Layer and shape the timbre 1. If you use a separate sampler for noise, load a white noise sample and high-pass it between 500 and 800 Hz to keep breath out of the low end. Use the same short amp envelope for the noise. 2. Place an auto filter after the operator chain. Start with a low-pass around 2-3 kHz or try a band-pass for a nasal horn feel. 3. Add saturator after the filter. Apply modest drive, 2-4 dB, using soft clip or analog clip for grit without killing transients. 4. Use EQ8 to taste, a gentle boost around 200-400 Hz for weight, a slight scoop around 600-1000 Hz if needed, and presence lift at 3-6 kHz for air. C. Add modulation and motion 1. In auto filter, enable the LFO. Sync it and try 1/8 or 1/16 rates. Start with a small amount, 10 to 20%, and increase musicality from there. Triangle or sine shapes work well. 2. Group operator, auto filter, saturator and EQ into an audio effect rack. Map auto filter's LFO amount to a macro labeled LFO depth, and map LFO rate to a macro labeled LFO rate. 3. Add pitch shifting control for live transposition. Either map operator tuning to a rack macro, or insert a MIDI pitch device in front of operator inside a MIDI effect rack and map its coarse transpose to a macro labeled transpose, with a range of -12 to +12 semitones. 4. Add stutter or gate effects. Place beat repeat after the rack to taste. Try grid at 1/16 or 1/32 and short gate settings for choppy stutters. If you want beat repeat mapped, drag it inside the rack or map its key parameters to a macro called stutter. A lightweight alternative is autopan with a square wave for rhythmic gating. D. Create DJ-friendly variants in session view 1. Duplicate the track chain so you can make different clip variants quickly. 2. Scene A. Full blast. A 1-bar MIDI clip triggering the full patch as a punchy one-shot. Keep reverb sends low for this dry version. 3. Scene B. Chopped blast. An 8-bar clip with repeated triggers every half bar or quarter bar. Automate LFO depth and filter cutoff inside the clip for evolving movement. 4. Scene C. Stuttered plus low pass. Use heavy beat repeat and lower the auto filter cutoff. Send more to reverb for a big tail, perfect for transitions. 3. Set obvious rack macros, macro 1, dry slash wet or utility gain macro 2, LFO depth macro 3, LFO rate or chain selector for rate presets macro 4, stutter macro 5, transpose macro 6, big slash reverb send 4. Tail management. Keep reverb on a return track. For each clip, ensure tails are controlled by using returns and the session view clip stop behavior so tails decay naturally when clips stop. 5. Performance tips. Make dry short versions and wet long tail versions for each clip. Keep an 800-1200ms dry one-shot for tight cutting. E. Finalize dynamics and render DJ ready WAVs 1. Use a glue compressor on the horn track to glue layers. 2:1 ratio, fast attack around 10ms, release around 100ms, for gentle cohesion. 2. Add utility for gain staging and leave about -6 dB headroom when preparing exports. 3. Record by resampling into an audio track or freeze and flatten. Then consolidate. Export each variant as 24-bit WAV at your session sample rate. Include a short silence tail of 0.5 to 1.5 seconds for queuing if you like. 4. Name files clearly, for example Loxy Edit Airhorn Full 174 BPM Dry.wav. If you want tempo-locked loops, warp them appropriately. Use beats or tones mode depending on content and set the clip seg BPM to 174. Common mistakes to avoid: oversaturating or overcompressing and killing transients. Keep headroom, making tails too long for one-shot use. Always provide dry short variants. Not mapping macros, that removes live predictability. Using the wrong warp mode for exported audio. For percussive blasts, use beats. For pitched content, try tones, or export dry. Extreme LFO rates or depths that turn the horn into noise. Keep LFO musical and mostly sync-based. Big reverb with no predelay. Large tails can push the blast off the beat. Use short predelay if you need the transient to stay defined. Pro tips: keep body and noise on separate layers for easier balance and processing. Save the rack as a preset after you've mapped macros and set useful ranges. Use a width macro to monopump at the low end for DJ play. Widen tops for festival use. Map transpose steps in semitone increments and label common keys for faster key matching. Sidechain the reverb return to the kick if tails risk masking the drums. Render both dry and wet stems at about -6 dB headroom. DJ's love choice. Mini practice exercise, 15 to 20 minutes 1. Set BPM to 174. 2. Create an operator patch with a pitch envelope. Decay tilde 180ms. Amount plus 24 semitones, short amp envelope. 3. Add a sampler with high-passed white noise at 600 Hz and mix it under the operator at -12 dB. 4. Add auto filter with LFO at 1/8 and map LFO amount to a macro named LFO depth. 5. Add beat repeat and map grid to a macro named stutter. 6. Make 3 1-bar session clips. 1 shot dry, 1 with LFO depth at 60%, 1 with heavy stutter. 7. Resample to Audivo, consolidate and export as practice air horn 174 Loxy Edit WAV. Recap: you've learned to build a Loxy Edit air horn and operator with noise layering, a decisive pitch sweep, modulation for motion, and mapped macros for live control. You created DJ-friendly clip variants, managed tails and headroom, and exported WAVs ready for sets. Start by making the dry one-shot. Then add one macro at a time so you always have a playable clip while you tweak. Go build and perform. Make a dry one shot. Map your primary macros, and then expand into chops and stutters. Have fun and keep your patches predictable and DJ ready.